Good morning.
Do you want some breakfast, sweet pea?
You ready to go throw gravel at the garage?
How did you sleep?
I hope it was good. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Phantom Family Podcast.
Why, hello there, friends. I am Tori Phantom here with my husband, Jimothy.
That's me. I'm Jimothy.
I like him a lot.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, I would say. And you are listening to yet another episode of the Phantom Family Podcast. As you just heard from the intro, it does announce the show.
It yells it very loudly. That's actually me.
That's Jim's voice.
That's my voice.
We wrote the whole intro. Musical prowess created that bop.
It's the Phantom Family Podcast.
Except I did it with the computer.
It's auto tune, but different.
It was pitch shifting. It's called pitch shifting.
Okay.
Anyway, it's Christmas week.
Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, we love you and we support you and we're glad you're here, friends.
Yes. What did you get us?
Yeah, what did? What did you?
Tables
you know, actually, we did receive quite a few Christmas cards in our P.O. box.
We did get some.
And they brought me so much joy. They're
lovely. I got one with some pictures of some cats.
Yes.
And
yes.
She has a cat named Binks, and I just love that for her.
We love cats.
I love Christmas. I didn't get you any presents this year.
No.
As I agreed on.
Typically.
That's fine. I want to get you things. I asked you, what did you tell me to get you for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
For
and I can't just buy you things because I don't know what to get you. Every time I have ever tried to just go out of my way to buy you something, it's been wrong.
It's not been wrong. It's just been...
unwanted. Unneeded.
I think the thing is, with me personally, I'm not much of a clutter person. So, like, I appreciate thoughtfulness.
Can we turn that camera around to your makeup desk and have you tell me that again?
That is wanted clutter. That's different. That's what I'm saying, is that, like, I very much appreciate thoughtfulness in gifts. Like, so if somebody gifts me something, I am going to appreciate it. I'm going to love it because, like, thank you for thinking of me. But... thank you.
This is for you.
I appreciate you giving me
this yellow Nintendo Switch Joy-Con
that I purchased. Thank
you. You're welcome.
anyway, I do appreciate gifts, but I have like this moment. I'll have like a list of things that I would like to buy myself when it's like a Christmas or whatever. Like I'm like, oh, I would love to have that, but I can't justify purchasing it. And then the second that someone is like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I've never wanted anything ever.
I've never wanted anything in my entire life.
It's not a thing I've ever done. It's very stressful for me when people are like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't spend money on me. so I don't know. I'm hard to shop for because I'm not much of a material person. I like makeup. But also, I don't want other people to pick out makeup for me because I know what I like. Yeah. So it's tricky. It's tricky. So for this year for Christmas, Jim was like, buy yourself stuff and with my money and say it's for me.
Have you done that yet?
I've been too busy shopping for everyone else. I forgot. It's a problem.
That was how I was going to solve Christmas for myself, for you.
I've had to buy stuff for you and the kids and the family. It's
Christmas week.
I got all my shopping done today.
Happy Christmas for that.
I was on the phone with my brother, so he and I both have fanboyed pretty hard over Bo Burnham's Inside this year. As you might know, Jim, since you've been having to listen to the album every day since it came out.
Yep.
So that merch for Inside dropped a month ago and I immediately purchased myself some stuff. And the next day I was talking to my brother and I was like, oh, I'll get you some for Christmas. And he's like, yeah, cool. That sounds great. Just like pick out whatever makes you think of me, whatever. And I was like, cool. And so like this week I sent our niece some gifts. So just so you know, we sent our niece some gifts. And I realized I had never purchased for my brother. So I asked him his t-shirt size the other day. And I was on the phone with my brother today. And I was like, hey, so your Christmas present is going to be late. And he's like, but why? We had this discussion a month ago. And I said, I haven't purchased it yet, friend. So I ordered that today.
You're so good at Christmas.
I'm so good at
Christmas. You're so good at Christmas.
I try to be. I'm not, but I try to be. I'm not good at organization, both in person and in my brain. It is what it is. You know what I should probably do?
What should
I
you
should
do?
Probably read a book that helps.
How? People. You don't even have time to sit and read a book. You're so busy.
You know,
what are you going to do?
Maybe we could try Audible. Maybe our friends listening should try Audible.
You can try it.
You can try it. If you go to audibletrial.com/phantom, you can get a free month trial for Audible. And that comes with a month free.
And then it gives you a credit
for a book. Unless you're a Prime member, who isn't these days, then you get two books. And you can keep them forever, even if you cancel. But I don't think you will. I think you're going to love it.
It is pretty cool.
And then you continue every month. You get one or two credits, depending on your Daddy Bezos status.
True. So you can do that. If you are a new subscriber, never had Audible before, you can try it out. www.audibletrial.com/phantom.
Are you saying they could try it? Do the thing.
Jinx. So, Tori.
Yes.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Oh, God.
The very next day.
I didn't ask for that.
You put it on the fridge and said, I love it. I'll keep it here forever. And I said, thank you. I love you.
Do you remember those cartoons in the 2000s?
Which ones?
The ones, I have to take my glasses off because they hurt with the headphones sitting on them.
That might do that.
Okay. You might be too old for this.
Wow.
I say that in a loving Ageism. Way. But this was very emo culture in the 2000s, like 2006 to 2008.
I definitely was not watching cartoons.
This wasn't a cartoon. This was.
You just said cartoons.
It was a cartoon meme in the mid 2000s. And it was this cartoonist created these things. And I don't remember the name of them.
Thank you.
But they were two little buddies. And it was also always like really emo stuff. And like one of them would be holding the heart to the other. Here, talk about something. I'm going to Google it real quick.
So there were cartoon emos. I know what you're talking about. Like, I gifted you this. And it was always like that terrible animation where they were like the little squiggle butts.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know who made these.
I don't either. I've seen that before.
We're gonna have to post this up on our Twitter. Where do we have social media for just us? I'll post it on my Instagram.
We have it on Twitter.
Story.
We have no followers on it. We have a couple, and I do appreciate. Yes,
I will also post it on my personal Tori.Phantom Instagram so that people know what I'm
talking
about.
Throw it up in the story.
Because they're adorable and they were very emo. And when you just said you gave me my heart and I put it on the fridge, that's what popped into my head was this emo cartoon from the mid 2000s.
They all looked like they should have been on the cover of a used album.
Honestly, and I loved them so much.
I believe every second of that.
So Christmas is your favorite holiday.
Christmas is, it's right up there. Christmas and Halloween, they're probably vying for the number one spot.
See, for me, I'm definitely a Christmas person. However, I am not as festive because...
Not as festive as I would like.
Brain doesn't brain properly. I'm not a big Halloween person. I would like to be a Halloween person, but I just never have been. Oh, yeah? I don't know if we talked about that on the podcast. But
tell that to all the Halloween makeups you did. What Christmas makeup have you done?
You know, you're right. Maybe I'll do the Heat Miser, Snow Miser trend on TikTok this week. But anyway, I never really got into Halloween because as a kid, I was like so anxious. I was always afraid, like, they would do the Halloween parade at school, and I didn't want to participate because I had this intense anxiety that I would be the only one going to school in a costume, and I didn't want to get made fun of more. Like, I was already so bullied, so I didn't want to put myself up for more judgment.
Listen, bestie, all this anxiety and all this crap that you deal with right now, you're still just bullying yourself. You got to break that cycle. Stop being a bully to yourself. Stand up to the bully.
Who are you, my therapist?
You are the bully.
Anyway.
I'm going to bully you if you don't stop getting lipstick on my microphone.
It's my microphone.
It's true, but I don't like it.
I'm going to lick it.
I wouldn't.
Anyway, so I never really got into Halloween as a kid. Like, I think I stopped dressing up for Halloween by the time I was 10 years old. Maybe by the time I was 9, honestly. And I don't think I actually dressed up for Halloween again until this year, where I just did an intense face paint, coolest face paint I ever did.
Yeah, I honestly have no memory. I couldn't tell you the last time I dressed up and did a costume for Halloween. Even as a child, yeah. I don't really have memory of
so,
it.
So, like, Halloween was never big for me, because, like, I like horror movies, but I would watch them all year. When I feel like watching a movie.
You don't watch
movies. I don't watch a lot of
movies.
You used to. But so Halloween was never really big for me. But Thanksgiving was really big when I was growing up. Thanksgiving. So I don't know how holidays worked. I'm going to talk first. instead of asking you and then waiting for you to ask me, I'm just going to take the initiative here.
Sweet. I'm going to be over here on my phone.
Jim, that's so rude.
But I have a cool wallpaper. It's a skeleton whatever that thing is called.
Okay.
It's candy cane.
Candy cane.
Tree.
Wow, that was
tricky. It's spooky Christmas.
Spooky Christmas.
Anyway, Thanksgiving.
Anyway, so when I was growing up, the holidays were the only, like, so Thanksgiving and Christmas in particular, there were 2 days a year where my family tried to get along. Now, it didn't always succeed, but it was 2 days where true effort was made. And I loved it. Like, those were 2 days a year that I knew might be okay. And so Thanksgiving was always at my house. Of course, leading up to Thanksgiving was chaos because my mom was a hoarder and our house was disgusting growing up. And so leading up to Thanksgiving, my brother and I were like screamed at and like diminishedly be like, you need to go and scrub the shower with a whatever. Like,
this doesn't sound like the lovely, wonderful, loving, caring woman that I know.
This is so, like, so we had to do this deep clean throughout the whole house. Like, it was basically my brother and I were like, you are going to deep clean every inch of this house. We're not going to teach you how to use any of these chemicals. Just don't die.
Just don't mix these two.
Don't mix them. They didn't.
Did you
I don't
get
even
told
think
that?
They,
you
no,
probably didn't
we,
get told
we didn't
that.
Get told that. So we were basically just like
making
vacuuming.
Mustard gas and clean.
I got in trouble 1 year because I didn't know how to properly clean the shower. And so I took a Brillo pad to the ceramic because it changed the color. So I thought that it making it a lighter color meant it was cleaner. I was 9 and I got screamed at because apparently you can't use a harder material than the harder you're cleaning or the hardness of the surface you're cleaning. I don't know. Anyway, you can't clean a ceramic tub with a Brillo pad, as I found out.
Shouldn't.
But I was proud of myself. Like, I felt like I worked really hard. I spent an hour scrubbing the shower with a Brillo pad, and then I got screamed at, and like, this is like a core memory for me. And so, like, we would like deep clean the house and we would have a house full. And I will tell you, like, all the trauma in my life, my mom was amazing on Thanksgiving. The way that she planned it, the way that she put together the meals, we would make a cornucopia out of breadsticks, have a dip for it. We would go all out. We would do a new dish every year. We would have 30 people in our house. She would have these games. Like, everyone would draw a name out of a hat and have to say why. If you drew someone's name, you would have to say why you were thankful for that person.
You just drew my name.
I'm thankful for you because you make me laugh every day.
Stop laughing at me. I'm not your clown.
But so, like, Thanksgiving was always my mom's holiday. And so it was just, like, really... It was special. Of course, it always ended up in chaos because it was my family. But, like, we tried. Like, the entire family tried that day.
Attempts were made.
And that was a big deal for my family. And Christmas was always at my aunt's house. And that day was even more special because, like, my aunt growing up was, like, a second mom to my brother and I. And we did lose her about 10 years ago. And our family has kind of fallen apart since then. But I miss her, of course, but Christmas at her house was just so special because, again, our entire family was trying. It was nice. So, like, we would do Christmas morning at my house, and then we would go to her house, and everyone was there. Like, there would be between 30 and 50 people that would come and go throughout the day because her house was one of those homes where, like, everyone was welcome. And that's, like, what I want to do, like, after COVID. You know, like, right now, please don't come in my house. But, like, afterwards.
Is there going to be an after COVID, though?
Yes.
That's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation, but things are going to keep changing. You know, it's going to, we're going through it right now, but I do.
Bill Gates said that he predicts the end of COVID to be coming in 2022.
I think 2023, but I'm not a scientist or an expert, and that's literally just a random date in my head. So don't write that down, honestly.
The number 23. Did you ever see that movie?
Of course, like
great
five
movie.
Times.
Fantastic.
Movie.
So your family.
So my family, like, that's honestly, Christmas in my family is the reason I play the guitar. because my family is chaos. You've met some of them. A lot of them have unfortunately passed away. I'm not going to get depressing here. I could easily because they were my favorite. Okay, I'm going to move on from that. So anyway, so my uncle, he couldn't stand the chaos of my family. And so every Christmas he would bring his guitar and he'd sit in the living room and he'd play. And I also was very overwhelmed by the chaos of my family. So I would sit by his feet and listen to him play guitar. And by the time I was like 10, I was like, I want to learn to play. So my dad got me a guitar and I started to learn how to play. And by the time I was 12 at Christmas, I picked up his guitar and I played him a song. And the look on his face, I'll never forget. That's a good core memory. And so that was, you know, that was Christmas at my house. But like there was a whole lot of chaos. Like one time my aunt did like Febreze my uncle after hitting him. It's a long story. So what was the holidays like when you were growing up?
I gotta say, to this day, that I don't think I've ever played my guitar and played a song for anyone in my family who's ever shown any sort of support.
That makes me so sad because the first time you played the first time you played guitar for me, it was the first time I remember thinking, I love this man.
That was literally before we were even dating.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I was simping real hard for you. Oh,
that's embarrassing.
But that's because we didn't like, okay, but we were dating. We were totally in the feels before we admitted we were dating.
Listen, what you feel is your business. Don't put that on me.
You married me.
Still.
We've been together for over 7 years.
So anyway, Christmas as a child. Growing up, we would, I don't remember. I struggle to remember my childhood with things. And it's not even like, you know how some people have like abusive childhoods and they repress things.
I don't know
and block
anything
it out.
About an abusive childhood.
And they repress things.
I've never talked about that before, so I don't know.
Big blocks of missing memories.
Yes.
I honestly just kind
of
think.
Is it just foggy for you?
I think it was so boring that there was nothing to remember.
I like, feel like there's a difference though, because like for you, it's just kind of like, nothing stands out. And for me, I can like see like, why can't I remember these several years? I have memories all around it. But like there's times that are just like, it feels like blocks of loss.
See, I don't, nothing bad happened to me. Like I did have my moments, like I've said in the past episodes, where I just got the crap beat out of me because I pooped under the bed. And that was then. And my great grandmother who raised me was born in a time of 100 years ago. And, you know, that was how they disciplined kids. They would just slap them in the face. Trauma dump. I'm not really trauma dumping. I'm just saying, like, I have those are moments that I had. Yeah. But it wasn't like that was periods of my life.
It wasn't like it was constant to the point where you feel like it's affected you as an adult.
Yeah. Right? Like, I can't say that I had a bad childhood. I had an uneventful childhood.
Way to brag.
No, I'm saying it was uneventful. I don't have these things that, like...
Right.
Like, we didn't really do anything. I played, and I did stuff. So it was like, it's kind of like, honestly, what our kids have right now. Like, it's uneventful.
I feel like your childhood didn't have a lot of adult interaction.
It did not.
Whereas our kids are, like, we are very involved with our kids.
Yeah, so with mine, it was my mama, who was there all day long. She didn't work. She was only there to basically take care of me and then my cousin after she came along. And so that was a thing because my aunt worked all day. Mm-hmm. And she would come home.
Because she was a single mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Hugh Reba McIntyre.
Single mom who works too hard. Anyway, so she only worked two jobs. She only worked one job. But... I that's how it was. So it wasn't, we did one big thing every year on my grandmother's birthday was October 3rd. And there was always this big party that got thrown at like all of the family, like distant cousins, all
I've
of it.
I've heard of these parties.
These parties would take place at, we have a local like community building in the one town down there next to where we lived. There was a firehouse. Sometimes they would rent that out and treat it like a banquet hall. There were a few things, like they were just different areas. Sometimes they would do it at the house and clear out the garage and do it.
Yeah.
And everybody would come. So those were all the big celebration. That was where everybody came every year. People, whether you knew them, I didn't know half the people there because they were family, allegedly somehow, or they were friends, allegedly somehow, and there was free food and everybody pitched in. Now,
that's what it seems every time I've gone to a family function since I've been in Kentucky. It's just like there's a bunch of strangers and they're just there for the food.
Yeah, I don't know who
they just take a plate and leave. You're like, I don't, okay.
The last one we went to like 2 years ago, I still didn't know a quarter of the people there. But Thanksgiving, we would do, I feel like we would do Thanksgiving at our house, or sometimes it would go like at my mother's house, or no, one of my aunts. I feel like
that's a thing to unpack, just to give not unpack, but just to give our listeners, because you just said at our house or my mother's house, and I feel like you should offer just the slightest bit of clarification on why your house wasn't your mother's house.
Because I was raised by my aunt, so my mom lived a couple towns over, and I was raised and lived with my aunt. So when I say my house, I mean the house where I grew up. My mom had a house too. Sometimes we would go there for
sometimes he was invited to his mom's house.
Sometimes we would go there for Christmas dinner. I only remember Christmas dinners there, but I also remember Christmas at my other aunt's house, the one that my mom aunt, that's so Kentucky of me to say, that they don't get along with that part of the family
I
anymore
know who you're
since
talking
the memo died
already.
But okay. We had that one aunt. We used to do a lot of family stuff there.
I love
there.
Being in a Southern family now because I know all the tea.
Yeah.
They will say all the things about you, but they'll never say a thing to you. It's so toxic.
So, but we would go to her house. Some of the Thanksgivings would be there. Sometimes the Christmases would be there. They would kind of alternate between them all, between the sisters every year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a thing, like, I'm remembering.
Jim is from a Southern family, so like his mom has like 7 siblings. And his aunt, because his aunt who raised him is his great aunt, but she also has 7 siblings.
But she's like only a year and a half older than my mom.
Yeah. And so like his family is like, he has this huge family, right? Like he's got like 6 aunts and uncles from his mom and like 6 aunts and uncles from his the woman who raised him.
I might have more on my father's side.
And he has no idea who his dad is. So it's all his mom's side of the family.
But... Yeah, so that was what we would do. It would just be at various one of the family members' houses we would go to, and we would do a thing and come back home. But Christmas mornings. We start with my Christmas morning, and I want you to tell me how your Christmas morning went.
All right, let's hear it.
Were you a Christmas Eve gift opener? Didn't you say you and your brother used to exchange or something?
Our Christmas tradition growing up was that my brother and I would exchange our gifts on Christmas Eve, and we would also give our gifts to our parents on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So that's how we would do it. And like, I have this vivid memory. I don't remember most of what my brother got me, but I remember one year I was really excited. I was like, because our school had a store. Our school had this little store that you could shop. Everything was like under $5. And I thought I got my brother the coolest toy. And we exchanged gifts that night, and he gave me a vase, and I did not like it. And I told him that a couple years ago, cause like I'm almost 30, he's in his 30s. And so, last year he actually sent me another vase that was really ugly, just to be like, LOL, I'm doing it again. But Christmas Eve, we would go to my mom's side of the family. That was like the only day of year we saw my mom's side of the family. And it was really uncomfy. I made a TikTok about that, cause like, it was just a weird family dynamic, cause we didn't know these people. But so Christmas Eve, we would go to my mom's side of the family, have a Christmas party, and then we would come home. My brother and I would exchange presents, and then we would go to bed and wait for Santa.
Wait for the big man. So Christmas Eve for us was just the day before Christmas. So then Christmas morning.
Did you guys do anything for Christmas Eve?
No.
Okay.
We would watch throughout the season, when Rudolph would come on, when Frosty the Snowman would come on, we would watch those as they aired on CBS.
Do you remember having to wait to see when your favorite Christmas movies would come on TV, and our kids are just like, it's on the queue.
Not if you want to watch one of those. Not the good ones. That's you have to either own it on DVD or own it digitally. Yeah. But you have to pay for it.
The kids are just like, Mom, like, what service is this on? Is it Hulu, HBO Max? Is it Netflix?
Yeah, like they were looking for the Grinch Prime? Just a couple of days ago. And the Grinch, none of the Grinches are like on any of the free streaming platforms. But I say free, I mean, you have to pay for those. But no, it's not on any of those. You have to purchase it.
Yeah.
Unless you have a friend with a Plex server.
Which we don't, because that's...
We have a friend who does it. I just have a login.
We're just going to move on from this. So anyway, so Christmas morning, how did the big guy show up to your house?
So the big guy, when he would come to our house, he didn't wrap his gifts. So the big gift, whatever the big gift for me was, like my Nintendo 64.
Did Santa only drop one gift at your house?
All right, so all throughout the season, we would put presents under the tree. So anything from Marlene, my aunt... I'm bleep it out. I don't care. I don't want to say her name. Do I have to bleep it out?
You don't have to bleep it out. I don't think she would.
So anything from my aunt or other family members would go under the tree. It'd be marked on there to you from me, be under the tree. And then Christmas morning, 0 hour. The moment has arrived. Dawn arises, and I would scurry from my bed out to the living room. After waiting for so long, sometimes I would have to go check, and I'd be like, is it time? Can I get up?
It's so hard to fall asleep on Christmas Eve.
Well, it's a little easier for me to fall asleep. It was harder for me to stay asleep, and even harder for me to stay in bed once I had awoken up for the day. Woke. So I would run to her room and say, is it time? And it'd be like, no, not yet. I'm like, I want to go. So then I go back to my room and I lay in my bed and be like,
that's funny because our kids laugh at me because I'm the first one up on Christmas morning and I wake the kids
normally,
up because
never.
I am so excited. Like, I'm so excited for Santa to come that I'm waking the kids up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, Santa came. And they're like, Mom, I want to go to bed. I'm like, no, Santa came.
So we would have all the presents under the tree, everything. And then Christmas morning, the big gift, the Santa gift, what he had brought overnight.
So Santa only brought one thing.
He might have brought a couple of things.
Okay.
But they're like the main thing. Right. That's the main course.
The main event.
Yeah. I got all these. I got potato salad. I got some croutons over here.
They're all wrapped.
Santa done left me a filet mignon.
All right. And it wasn't wrapped.
They would not be wrapped. They would just be sitting there. And he didn't have time to rap. I figured it's because I'm a W at the end of the alphabet with my name. It would be there. And he didn't have time to rap that one. Yeah. He just stuck it under the tree. And that was fine with me. So I would run out and be like, oh, it's this. Oh, great. It's this big Ninja Turtle. Or, oh, it's my Nintendo 64. Or, it's a train set. Or something else.
Is that what your voice sounded like as a child?
I'm sure it probably did.
That's weird.
There is VHS recordings of me at, like, my church Christmas plays as a child.
I need to see those.
How are you going to watch it? It's a VHS.
I'll buy a VCR for that.
Yeah, they got them at the Goodwill. So we would do that. And then that's how it always was. And then I would have to wait. I couldn't dig into all the other presents.
Did you guys have to take turns with the wrap gifts, or did you just dig into the wrap gifts?
No, we all just dug in.
Okay.
We all just dug in. Everybody, you find something. If you're grabbing something, you give it to the person as you're looking for your own stuff. That's what we did. We just dug in, went hog wild. Right. But we had to wait. We had to wait until my aunt and, for all intents and purposes, my uncle, we would call them up. I still remember that phone number, 270. No. Talking about the gentleman who recently passed away this year. We didn't open anything up until they came over. We would call them and say, hey, we're up. You guys need to come over right now. So they would come over. They would bring the instant coffee mix because nobody was drinking coffee there, so he had to have coffee.
Of course.
And I understand that completely now, but they would come over, but we couldn't dig into the presents until that moment, so we had to wait. So then, once they came over and they brought their presents,
this year, I don't think you know that. We got your.
I do know what you got her, in fact.
Did you hear it from your cousin?
I did. She asked me today if you got it, and I said, why are you asking me anything? She always comes to me and asks me, oh, are you and Tori going to do this? Are you guys going to do this? Did you get this? Did Tori ever go do this? I'm like, why do you keep asking me these things? You know I don't know. You know that I don't make appointments. You know that I don't take care of things. I work at one of my two jobs, if not both. Then every I go day. Home. That's it.
I just take care of things and I let you know what you need to know.
But she
I want to be clear that this isn't a situation where Jim is like, he's just not a part of things because he's like not a good provider or like husband or father. It is literally because he is usually gone 10 to 12 hours a day and I just handle things. And if it's important, I let him know. And if it's not important, I'm like, tired too.
Well, she also said that the reason she asked me is because she'll text you and you don't answer because you have 1,000 unopened messages.
I only have like 111 unopened texts.
Only.
But the other problem is we realized that our texts are messed up for some reason.
That's because we had that cell phone service that switched over to Verizon, so things migrated.
Yeah,
everything's working fine.
I worked through two phones too, so sometimes I don't know. Anyway,
sounds like excuses to me. But anyway, how did your Christmas day go?
So for us, it was totally different. The Christmas tree would lay barren all season, so we would put our Christmas tree up every single Black Friday. So because back then, Black Friday was actually on Friday. There was no Thanksgiving shopping. So,
I mean, Black Friday is still Black Friday.
Right. It's like nowadays, I don't know with COVID this year, but like I know
prior
to COVID, in the last few years, you could go Black Friday shopping on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They had like early doorbuster sales.
Yeah. So you would go Thursday night. But when we were growing up, stores were closed on Thanksgiving, period. Like there was no opportunity to go in early. And so what would happen is that my aunt would spend the night with us on Thursday, and my mom and my aunt would be gone by the time that we woke up. They'd already be gone doing stuff. You know, like this was in the days of like the Furby craze. My cousin and I were the perfect age to be a part of the Furby craze, and we did get Furbies that year. So I'm sure that my mom and my aunt like punched someone in the face.
Never a Furby kid.
Yeah, but you would have been too old for that at that point. But
I was like 11.
No, because I was like 8. Look it up. Look it up while I talk and figure out what year the Kirby's came out. But
Furby.
So we would leave the tree barren. Like there was no gifts under the tree except for perhaps distant family members. They might have a gift under the tree. But by the time Christmas Eve came around, there was maybe a handful of gifts under our Christmas tree. Anything for my brother and I or like my mom and dad, that was not under the tree. And so it kind of created this magical experience because like basically what would happen is that my mom and dad, after my brother and I went to bed, they would put their gifts out under the tree. And then when they went to bed, Santa would come and leave his gifts. And so when we woke up early in the morning, my brother and I would get up like crazy early and just sit and stare at the tree together. And we would talk about like, did you see Santa? Well, I heard the jingle bells. Well, I saw some red sparkles outside. I heard Rudolph. Like I heard the hoofs on the roof. And we would just sit there for hours until we realized it was an adequate time to wake our parents up. And then we would go wake them up. But we would sit there because it was magic, because that tree would go from having nothing under it to having everything under it. And Santa did wrap our presents, but our last name was earlier in the alphabet. So perhaps he did have more time. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm not in the North Pole.
True.
But we would have a few gifts from Santa. I don't really remember like the ratio, but there was definitely like anything we unwrapped from Santa. Like it was definitely like I think the big gift always came from my mom because, you know, my mom is kind of has to one up everybody. But so the biggest gift would come from my mom. And I remember, so what did you figure it out?
1998. So I would have been 13.
Okay. So 1998. So I would have been 5, but I think I got it.
You would have been 6.
6?
Yeah. Because math.
Math. Right. So yeah. Okay. But whatever. I got a Furby. I don't know. But yeah, it was that year. It was like chaos back then when you couldn't online shop and people were just fighting each other's in the shopping malls. But look up when roller skate shoes were big.
Roller skate shoes?
Not Heelys. They were the predecessor to Heelys.
Because we talked about this on the D&D podcast or video game night, whatever that thing
is. Yeah, they were these.
That was in like 99.
Yeah, they were these like chunky platform shoes and they had these buttons and you press the buttons and it would flop out and they would be roller skates, like front and back wheels. And that was all I had wanted. And I remember like crying that Christmas when I got them. I was very excited and I would roller skate around my basement and I definitely fell and got really hurt one time. But
I believe it. You probably could do that just walking.
Honestly. But so, yeah. So Christmas morning was very early mornings. And then it was always eggnog French toast. And so, like, when it comes to our kids, well, I'll tell you, you know, Jim, sometimes I feel kind of bad as a parent.
Yeah, I know.
Around. So the thing is, I think it's important as well to talk about as adults how the holiday season can be hard. Because, like, as an adult who a lot of my family over the last couple of years alone has passed away, and even before they did, I couldn't go see them because of distance and pandemic and whatever, I very much kind of struggle mentally around the holidays, not because of like being a parent, but because of being a part of the family I came from. And like, so growing up, do you know the song? You know my favorite Christmas song?
Your favorite Christmas song?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
That's not it.
That sounds like it should be.
It's not it. It's the Dropkick Murphys song.
You've only known that song for like 2 years.
I've known it for longer than that.
It's been your favorite for the last 2 years.
So The Season's Ooh. Upon Us by the Dropkick Murphys. I love that song because it fully encompasses the energy of holidays with my family growing up. And it gives me this kind of melancholy joy where it's I kind of
melancholy.
Melancholy. But it brings me like this, it gives me this nostalgia feeling, but it also makes me big sad because like the truth is, even as an adult, even knowing the trauma, even knowing everything I've gone through in my life, those days, because my childhood was so bad, knowing that those days were so special and that song really brings me back into that chaos and fun and like joy. Like there is this piece of me that gets really sad at the holidays. But the thing is, I have kids that I need to be there for. And I feel like people don't talk about that. Like you can have this sadness of losing the family you had in those moments growing up in these holiday situations. And then like also coupled with being and providing that for your children. And I think that's what's been hard for me because the holidays growing up were huge. And as parents, all of our holidays have been pretty small.
Yeah.
Like maybe we have another three or four people, but we don't have this big family. And that's all I've ever wanted for my kids was a big family who cared. And we don't have that.
I say, honestly, though, even if we lived in New York, I still don't feel like we would have that as far as like big family. It's just and we that's physically what's hard because
we just don't have it between people. Either of our families. We just don't really have people who especially care. And so, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's something that like we deal with. So like with our kids,
it is what it is.
And so it's one of those things that we have to cope with outside of the parenting situation. But then when it comes to parenting our kids in the holidays and being there for our kids in the holidays, it's like all excitement. Like we're watching Christmas movies every day. We're listening to the Christmas music.
We're going through Christmas in the park.
The Christmas in the park here where we live is incredible.
Baker's
it
dozen.
I mean, I think it took us 30 minutes to get through tonight because there was like a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
But how long do you think it is? Do you think it's 1 mile, 2 miles?
I don't know. I've never honestly thought about it.
Yeah, it's a very long trek where
I'm sure we'll go either tomorrow night or the night after or every single night until January 1st. Let's start the trip meter.
See how long it is, but it takes, you know, at least 10 minutes, sometimes closer to 30 to get through. But all the local businesses, really, they buy plots, essentially, and they light up our entire park on the lake. And it's free to get into, which is incredible. And so we've gone through it probably 15 times. I throw donations.
I've been clearing out the change out of my car and the door handle. I've just been chucking a handful of that each time I go through.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's one of the things that we do. It's special and it's fun. And so we do that. We listen to the Christmas music. Yep. We all watch the Christmas movies. I know every year, my pumpkin pie and I, we make the chocolate crinkle cookies. Mm, that is, we're making that soon. I think we're going to do roly poly Santas this year.
Is that one where you make it with lard?
Oh, I make it with shortening because I don't like lard.
It's just lard and powdered sugar?
Essentially.
Or is that what you make the frosting out of?
I don't remember.
There's the icing. My old friend Kay, she used to make the roly-poly Santas.
Right.
And she told me what they were made of, and I just remember lard
honestly,
and powdered
like,
sugar.
This year has been like wild to me because time has just been flying, but I feel like it's just been like a chaos year. But typically, we've done a lot more Christmas baking by now. So like this week, we are going heavy into the Christmas baking.
I'm surprised
baking.
You haven't done more Christmas baking for the Tickety Talks.
I know. I feel like I've just been drowning in like other stuff.
True. And like Amazon boxes.
I like Amazon boxes. But so, you know, like our Christmas traditions are not so much big family things as much as personal things.
I would say they're big in our family, though.
Yes.
What is your favorite tradition that we do?
I really like baking with the kids.
Okay. My favorite Christmas tradition?
Yeah.
Filibop.
Filibop is slacking.
His name is Filibop.
Filibop was named. He is our elf on the shelf. He was named by our pumpkin pie, our 9-year-old, when she was 3. She named him Filibop.
She used to be very creative with coming up with fun names.
Now everything is Lisa.
Lisa, Lola. But they're all, Luna, Lavender, Lilac.
We love L names around here. So, but she named him Filibop when she was 3.
Mousy.
And Filibop comes around every year. And
he comes around as soon as the Christmas tree is up.
As soon as the Christmas tree is up, he shows up on the Christmas tree.
And then he pieces out the day after.
And he forgets to move. It's
sometimes
weird
he does.
How that happens.
Well, I think he goes to the North Pole. He does his reporting. He just forgets to go into a different spot when he comes back.
Yeah, he was comfortable in the last.
Yeah,
spot
he said that was a good one. I'm gonna chill there again tomorrow.
Yeah,
that happens 100%.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, well, a couple years ago we were going every year. So our 5-year-old is autistic, and our town had this really incredible event that they'd put on every year. It was a sensory Santa, and you would have to reserve your spot, and it was literally just meant for families with kids with disabilities to be able to bring their kids into a very warm environment and let the kids meet Santa on their own time. So it was very limited population and very much like low key. The lights were low. There was soft music. There were craft rooms. There were snacks. And so these children.
Honestly, those were fun. That was my favorite Santa experience.
I loved those Santa experiences. And it was, I mean, because we got to spend 20 minutes when Squirrely Girl was like two or three, we got to spend 20 minutes warming up to her being able to even stand near Santa. You know, there was no pressure at all. If she didn't want to go near him, we weren't going to make her.
Yeah.
But she was very interested. She just felt very nervous. And so she got to spend that time, and Santa was trained to deal with. Not to deal. I hate using the word like deal with kids, but he was trained to,
he was there to
interact with children. Yeah. And so he wasn't pushy or anything. He was just very kind and passive. And eventually, like, we got a picture near Santa.
Yes.
Near. She didn't sit on his lap. She didn't sit with him. She sat near him. And it was such an incredible experience. And so, like, I feel like I miss that kind of stuff of pre-COVID, but that's why I just have a good feeling that, you know, someday we'll have a new sense of normal that's even better.
Yes.
Or maybe people care about other people and their health and their needs more.
Like, maybe at least at Christmas time.
That's my wishful.
Is that
thinking.
What's on your grown-up Christmas wish?
That's on my grown-up Christmas list. Yeah,
you almost said click list, didn't you?
I don't know. I do like bees and Kroger click.
We
list
do.
A lot.
Thank but, you. Click list lifesaver.
Yeah, I don't know. Like our Christmas traditions aren't so set in stone that there's specific things we do every year. But it's more the energy. It's that loving energy and that extra time together. And our 9-year-old this year, she's so excited. Like she yes. wants to make everyone gifts, and so she has this pile of drawings because she is quite the artist. And she's got them all set up. And I saw, like, on one side of the paper is a drawing of a present with the two from. And on the other side of the paper is the drawing. And it's so creative. I'm so excited to see what she made me.
Me too. I'm excited to see what she made you.
Yeah.
Even our 3-year-old, she's very excited this year.
She is.
She is more sentient than ever.
Yes, she is. It's like her human part of her brain turned on over the last year.
Yes. So she is, but unfortunately, the downfall to that is that I can't watch scary movies and play scary video games because now she sees them and she takes it in and she feels fear. So that had to stop over the summer because she started being afraid when she would see
but
these things.
You know what, Jim? I do have a request from our audience this week.
From the audience?
From our audience.
Who's the audience?
If you are friends.
You say for the audience?
Yeah, I have a request from. I'm
going to let you continue.
Okay. I might be using the wrong verbiage. It's fine.
I'm thinking that's why I'm being confused.
I have a request
request. You want to request something from the audience.
Yeah, I want them to do something for me.
You want to request this of them. You want them
yes,
to do it.
I want them to do this for me.
Okay.
If you are a family. So Jim and I have moved four times.
I'm a Virgo.
We have.
Not a Gemini.
We've moved four times in the last 5 years. So I think one of the reasons that we have not settled into some like hard traditions of things that we will do every year outside of, like, you know, just making cookies, whatever.
Watching Elf.
We never really have had the chance to develop our own traditions because between our children's health issues and moving and life chaos, it's been rough. And so what I would like from you is for you to share your traditions with us because I would like to adopt some of them maybe.
Your traditions, not you. I know a lot of people are like, please adopt
me. You are virtually adopted. But either way, I can't figure out how to come up with my own Christmas traditions that my kids someday are going to be like, my mom did this every year. And maybe I'm doing things that I'm not even aware of because I get insecure. But like, if you have an awesome tradition, can I steal it, please?
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I also want to make a request for the audience to give to us. If you go onto our Anchor podcast page, anchor.fm/phantom-family-podcast. There's links to it everywhere that you'll find this. There's an option to leave a voice message.
We love them.
Please feel free. Leave us a lovely Christmas message. If enough people actually do this.
And we will respond to you.
We will respond back to you with our own voice message, personally back to you. But I'll also compile your voice messages. I'd like to make a special Christmas show. If we get enough voices, I voiced messages, I will do that. So yes. I'm not going to make any promises. That's on you guys.
Yes, we would love to hear from you.
Yes.
But, you know, I think it's getting close to bedtime.
That's true. I hear footsteps up on the rooftop.
So if you want to let them know where to find you.
Me? You can find me right here on the screen. Just pause it. I'm going to cop a pose for you. Strike a 5-second pose. 3, 2, 1.
Anyway, so you can
screenshot
also find
that.
Him.
That's where you can find me.
At Jim Beard on TikTok.
Jim Beard on TikTok. Instagram / Jimothy Strange. That's where you should find me.
Yeah, so
I don't
you can
post
find me. I am Tori Phantom on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Tori.Phantom on Instagram.
You can also go to Twitter.com. Twitter.com/PhantomFamily. That is where you'll find us.
Yes. And if you go to our Anchor, you can leave us messages. You can hang out, you know, subscribe to us. We love you all. And we hope you have the best holidays.
Yes, we do.
But it's time to put this to bed.
It is time to head off to sleep. Get your slumber in, little baby
Boonkins. You gotta go to bed or Santa won't
come. You do gotta go to bed. All right. Come on.
All right. Go to bed.
Let's go to bed.
Do you need a drink
sweet
of
dreams,
water?
Sugar plums and fairies.
Put some water in your room. You had a snack.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Mwah.